Do you experience acid reflux, heartburn, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bloating, or constipation? Maybe you've already tried mint and ginger tea, laxatives, and antacids. Well, in the rest of this yin yoga video, we're going to stimulate your stomach and spleen meridian to help you absorb the nutrients from your food and then move the waste along your digestive tract. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I offer real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and to a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, I put out a brand new class like this every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. So be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so you don't miss a single class. I have some great content coming up on Friday, February 23rd. We're going to be doing our live class. We do a live class the last Friday of every month. It'll be yin yoga for legs. And then on March the 2nd, it's going to be sleep yoga, yoga nidra for beginners. And on March the 9th, we're going to do a beginner yin yang yoga class. And as I said, the next live class will be Friday, February 23rd. It's Yin Yoga for Legs. And if any of those classes interest you, then when you subscribe and press that little bell, those classes will show up in your YouTube subscription feed. If you like today's class, thank you so much for pressing that thumbs up button and letting me know what you like about it in the comments. I will let you know at the end what to put in the comments so that I know who my fabulous finishers are. Make sure you watch all the way to the end, and I will tell you how to get my 10 days or my constipation relief in under 10 days, where I send you 9 days of videos for constipation relief. I have a testimonial for you from Idaho Manure on YouTube in response to last week's testimonial. So, Idaho Manor says, in response to the testimonial here, I would like to say that I have been a member for 5 years, and considering the drop in fee at regular yoga classes, membership is a smoking deal. I have access to any type of class I need. I can look up a vinyasa class if I'm wanting to move, a yin class for the immune system, a yoga class that covers the chakras. Anything and everything is available to me for a nominal fee. Just give up an annual massage and you have enough money to join. Yin yoga is better than deep massage. I highly recommend giving back to Melissa and Tim for their service to the yoga community. So thank you so much for taking the time to leave your testimonials. When you let us know about your own personal experience with Yoga with Melissa on YouTube or iTunes, Facebook or Instagram, and on our website, then we like to share those personal experiences with Yoga with Melissa here in on YouTube each week. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing black leggings and a gray tunic. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need a bolster and blocks, blankets for underneath you, blankets for sitting up on. So make sure you have lots of those things close by. We're going to begin with centering, and I'm going to show you an alternative position that I've been working with instead of Shavasana because I've been having a lot of headaches and now I even have a cold, so if lying all the way back down isn't a possibility, then this is a nice option for you. So you can go ahead and rest back. If you have low back issues, you're going to want to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. If you have access to some props, you can use a bolster underneath your knees. It's good for energy flow. If you want to try the variation of lying back that I'm using today with more elevation, then you can either place a block or your meditation cushion underneath your bolster, and you can use a second bolster here for underneath your knees or a rolled up blanket like I'm using today, and then you'll just rest back here. So your stomach and spleen meridian are both associated with the earth element. So as you're resting back here, feel your connection with the earth. Your stomach in particular is known as the root of postnatal life. Not only does your stomach digest your food and fluids, moving them along through your small intestine for the assimilation of nutrients, but your stomach also takes energy from your food and fluids with your spleen and transports this food energy through your meridian system to your lungs, where it combines with your air energy from breathing. In this way, your stomach meridian is known as the sea of nourishment. So as you rest back here, feel the support of the earth underneath you. And let your breath settle into your lower belly. Okay, so very slowly going to transition from this pose to our next pose. So bend your knees, roll to your side, and we'll make our way up to seated. You can put your props off to the side. You may need that folded blanket to elevate your hips for the forward fold here. We're going to be doing butterfly pose to access the spleen meridian here on the inside of your legs. And you're going to hinge forward and rest here. So the bolster is probably a good idea here as well. You can either use it like this. It's a nice option. And then you'll want to fill the space underneath your knees as well. So cushions or blocks here. You can also do the bolster like this if you can rest all the way forward or rest here on your hands. So your stomach meridian runs along the fronts of your legs, up through the sides of your torso. It's bilateral, so on both sides of your body, through the diaphragm all the way to your nose. And your spleen meridian runs along the insides of your legs, through your groin, again goes up through the sides of your body, through your diaphragm, chest and heart, and it ends at the root of your tongue.
Thank you.
go ahead and let this pose out of your body. And we're going to rest back and feel the rebound of this pose in our bodies. Okay, so bend your knees and you're going to roll to your side, and we're going to come up for dragon pose to affect the stomach meridian along the fronts of your legs. So you're going to walk your left leg through here. And remember, you want to choose an appropriate edge. We're not in dragon pose for as long as we might be in other yin poses, but still it's a more intense pose, so you don't want to necessarily go to your hardest edge. Choose about 70%. You want to soften into the pose so we get into the deeper connective tissues, and resolve to be still because we're staying for a while. Okay, we're going to ease back out of this pose, and we'll just sit back in a comfortable position to feel the rebound from this pose. And then you're going to walk your right leg through for the other side. And again, finding that appropriate edge. Okay, so very gently come out of the pose. And then we'll just sit and feel the rebound on this side. So for the next pose, we're going to continue to stress the stomach meridian. And I wanted to do saddle pose for this. And this pose can be kind of aggravating for some people's knees. So I'm going to give you a modification first. You're going to, for the modification, you can lie on your belly and draw one leg in, hold on to your ankle. And hold here like this. If you can't reach your ankle, you can use a strap. If you'd like to, if you don't have knee issues and this pose doesn't bother your knees, then you can set up. You need some height on this, probably, and you can experiment with just continuing to build the height on this. That quite often helps with this pose. So maybe we'll start with the right leg being the gesture leg. Bending the right leg, you can actually sit right on your heel. Extend your left leg. If it's comfortable, you can sit to the inside of your heel. Okay? And then you're going to rest back. And if it feels too intense, you can always build up your little tower here more. So you may notice an imbalance in your stomach meridian system. If you have digestive and stomach problems from abdominal pain, bloating, or fluid retention, emotionally, stomach meridian imbalances show up as anxiety, worry, mistrust, and lack of confidence. And it's interesting because when we do poses that engage the stomach meridian, I often see anxiety, worry, mistrust, and lack of confidence come up in my students. Like in this pose, there's a lot of anxiety and mistrust that comes up. And also, even there's in dragon pose with that long hold, there's often a lot of worry in that pose. So it has to do also with the meridian that we're stimulating. When your stomach meridian is balanced, you'll experience a strong connection with the earth element, strong nurturing qualities, along with being fair, open, and caring. Okay, so you're going to slowly release this pose from your body. The way you do that is you tuck your chin, you draw your abdominals in, and you need to come all the way forward and then release your knees. And we'll just take our legs out in front, and you can lie back on your prop. If you're on your belly, just lie flat on your belly. And you'll feel the reverberation from that posture in your body, particularly through your stomach meridian. And then we're going to take this pose on the other side. So we need to come up. If you're on your stomach, you're going to switch sides. Hold on to the other ankle. Use a strap if you need to. So you're going to start sitting on your heel, and you may simply sit on your heel in this pose. If it works in your anatomy, you can sit on the inside of your heel. You want to be on the top of your foot. This is why having a folded blanket down is a good idea here. And then rest back. And you resolve to be still. Breathe into your lower belly, your sea of nourishment here. Okay, so with good attention and care, we're going to come out of this pose again. So you need to come forward first, tuck your chin, use your abdominal strength. And then you can rest back and feel the rebound. And then we're going to sit up for our next pose. For this one, you will need your bolster most likely, and you'll need a folded blanket to elevate your hips for the forward fold. So you can sit up on your blanket. So we're coming back to the spleen meridian now. And you'll probably want to turn sideways on your mat. And I'm going to take your legs wide, and you'll see there's a method to my madness here in a minute. And you can use your bolster here like this to fold forward for dragonfly pose. So remember, your spleen meridian runs along the insides of your legs, and this is your primary organ for digestion. It sits just behind your stomach on the left side underneath your diaphragm. And your spleen transforms liquid and food into qi, otherwise known as energy, and blood of the body. So in other words, the spleen's principal role, according to traditional Chinese medicine, is the production of energy and blood. So when your spleen organ is balanced, you'll experience a good appetite, strong digestion, and vibrant energy. But when your spleen energy is weak, you may experience bloating, acid reflux, fatigue, diarrhea, and a poor appetite. Okay, we'll come out of this pose and rest back to feel the rebound in our bodies again. And then from here, we're going to bend our knees and roll to the side, and we'll come up for wide knee child's pose. Okay, if wide knee child's pose doesn't work for you, for your knees and your ankles, because it's too much pressure on them, then you can take wide knee knees to chest lying on your back instead. Okay, otherwise, you're going to come up. And you can use a bolster for this. You don't have to use a bolster. I'm going to show the option again. If you have a head cold or if you have headaches or migraines, it's nice not to go all the way down. So you can use the elevated bolster option again. So in this pose, we're stimulating the spleen meridian between the knees. That's the intention of this pose here. Between the on the insides of the legs. So we can keep our spleen meridian system balanced by not overloading it. And we do that by not overworking ourselves. So living a moderate life and also taking in a moderate diet. This will leave us with vibrant energy, a calm and balanced mind, clear thinking, balanced emotions, and a feeling of ease. Okay, so from here we're going to transition into Shavasana. So choose your final resting position. So as you rest back, feel the support of the earth underneath you. Breathe into your lower belly, and again, just rest in that sea of nourishment of your lower belly. So you're going to continue to rest back here, and I will set up to read you a poem as you continue to integrate your yin yoga practice. This poem is from Beethoven, Opus 127, Adagio 2, by Jan Zwicky, from her book of collections of poems called Songs for Relinquishing the Earth. Rise of the rib cage, its fall. How unlikely this sight. Shift of fabric. A teacup, a music box. Air enters, air flows away. How simple this thing. Goes on and on, cannot help itself, on and on. A flat, cream's richness, like a good field in April, a blackness you want to eat. Or in August, the string's breath thick with heat and dust, like being able to breathe weight. Stooking to have felt the chest thicken with brightness, as though light were substance, as though it carried the dark field inside itself, gleaming to have breathed that brightness, have become weight. The roll of hills, their brocade of wheat and barley, to have lifted the horizon, like earth, fallen like a rib cage, stillness, a long, bright sigh of dust. So very slowly transition yourself from Shavasana to a seated position. So we'll finish with our mantra and mudra series, gathering the fruits of our practice in first to ourselves and then offering them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining me for this Yin Yoga for Digestion. If you made it all the way to the end of the video, put "I'm resting in a sea of nourishment" in the comments. Our next live class is Friday, February 23rd at 9 a.m. Pacific, and we'll be doing a Yin Yoga for Legs in that video. And I want to thank you so much for your donations. Thank you to Yoga Lily. I love when you leave messages with your donations. It's so nice. She says, "Thank you so much, Melissa, for all that you do. Your genuine heart and realistic teachings resonate with me as an original human being in a copycat world. May you experience peace, joy, love, and light. Namaste." Thank you, Celestine, Paige from Italy, Sharon, and MIA, who also left a message. "Thank you for your videos. I used them in the past to help heal. My practice has lapsed, but thought I should send some karma to say thanks for being here." And I loved hearing from MIA because I know there are times for all of us when our practice does lapse, when we're not feeling well, and yet there does, you know, our community does support us in those times when we can't come to the mat. So thank you. Yeah. Missing in action.
MIA.
Yeah. It's great, right? Yeah. So you've all really been incredibly generous to support Tim and I in letting this be our full-time living, and we appreciate that support incredibly. And this past week, a week ago today, in fact, one of our members, a very active member in our community, many of you will know, Nicole Nitzband, her oldest son passed away suddenly and unexpectedly at the age of 23. And so we've been coming together as a community to support each other in this loss, to support Nikki in this loss in tangible and non-tangible ways. And in the tangible way that we've chosen to support her is to start a GoFundMe campaign. For those of you who have experienced loss and been through that, you'll know it's not easy. And in fact, to pay for a funeral in the U.S., it costs between $7,000 and $10,000 for the funeral services, for the burial, to put a tombstone in. It's incredibly expensive, and especially when it's not something that was expected, there's probably not money there for that. So we started a GoFundMe campaign for Nikki, and I want to thank all of our members who have contributed to it so far. We've raised $1,300 so far to help Nikki cover these costs. And for those of you who know Nikki, so many of you have been asking me, what can I do to help? I want to do something, anything. So we came together, the leaders of our community, we felt the best thing that we can do is offer her financial support at this time. And so if you feel called or inspired to help Nikki at this time, then we'll put the link to Nikki's GoFundMe campaign in the show notes and you can support her at this time. And we thank you very much for supporting each other. We, at the beginning of every class, I say that we are a community of people that support each other on a genuine path of spiritual transformation. And part of that is supporting each other, not just in our practice, but in our day-to-day lives through our ups and our downs and through our gains and our losses. So that is that. Okay, and then just as we always close out, to support your digestion, you know, this class is a very good class to support your digestion, but since we eat three times a day, we really do need to support your digestion in a daily way. So I'll tell you a good, better, and best way you can do that. A good way is to make sure you're subscribed here and press the notification bell so that you can receive our classes every week. Better would be to go to melissawest.com/constipated, and then you'll receive my 9-day series of classes that will help to relieve constipation. And finally, the best way to to support your digestion is through our membership community. We have a wonderful value-added class for digestion and lots of other ways that we can support you within our community. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our old-growth forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.